For more than 30 years, pregnancy has been protected from employer discrimination under federal law. But in the Sunshine State, it's a different story. Under the Florida Civil Rights Act of 1992, employers are not allowed to discriminate against their employees in a number of areas, including race, sex, and marital status. But pregnant women are not included. And when faced with pregnant discrimination cases, Democratic Representative Lori Berman says there's been a lot of confusion in the courts. She's the chair of the Women's Legislative Caucus, as well as the sponsor of a measure that adds pregnancy as a protected class under the state civil rights law.
My bill totally is in agreement with the Florida Supreme Court case. The Supreme Court case said that pregnant women are covered under the Florida Civil Rights Act. So the bill and the court case coalesced together nicely.
Berman is talking about the recent Florida Supreme Court decision regarding the case of Peggy Delva. Delva claims after she became pregnant, the South Florida property developing company she worked for over-scrutinized her work and refused to allow her to do her job when she came back from maternity leave. Two lower courts ruled in favor of her employer, stating the Florida Civil Rights Act does not cover pregnant women, but in a 6-1 opinion, a majority of the justices ruled that employers cannot discriminate against pregnant women since technically that could be based on sex, which is covered under state law. But the justices acknowledge that it's not explicitly stated in state law. That's why Berman says it's the perfect time for the Florida legislature to take that next step.
I think it's a really positive sign for my legislation. I think we should codify the Supreme Court decision. It is legal precedent, but I think it would round out the circle nicely if we codified it and made it part of Florida law also.
So far, there's been overwhelming support for legislation in her chamber. It also has the backing of a number of organizations, including the Business and Profession of Women, the National Organization of Women, and the League of Women Voters. The Florida Commission on Human Relations, which requested the legislation, is a big supporter, too. Any cases that deal with unlawful employment practices are filed with them. But at its last stop in the House Judiciary Committee, the bill did face some resistance from the National Federation of Independent Business, which represents more than 10,000 businesses in the state. The group's lobbyist, Tim Nungesser, says the businesses he represents are afraid that employers could be held liable for thousands of dollars in damages for these types of lawsuits, frivolous suits included. He cited a UCLA College of Law study that specifically looked at employers having to pay for attorneys' fees.
The median cost for preparing a response to the complaint is $5,000. The median cost for responding and negotiating a settlement was $6,700. The median cost to litigate this and provide private counsel through the trial was $150,000. Now, I will tell you that we are here representing small businesses. Small businesses generally do not have the type of insurance that would cover this type of lawsuit. So what we're talking about here is actual money out of the business's pockets.
Some Republican lawmakers also expressed reservations about a provision in the bill that they say could force employers to pay for abortions and would like that clarified in the bill. And while she believes those arguments are a stretch, Berman has agreed to look into it. And with the unanimous passage of that panel, the bill now heads to the House floor. Meanwhile, its companion already passed the full Senate. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.